Tarrant County 911.
Close to midnight on the 29th of September last year, the Tarrant County 911 call center lit up with phone calls from outside the usual service area.
Tarrant County?
Yes,
I'm in Dowling County.
Irving?
What's going on? Are we having tremors?
It was an earthquake, yes, ma'am. Apparently, their phones are being inundated with calls, and they're overflowing into our police department.
Callers were scared, unsure whether to go back into their houses, and at times annoyed by the lack of information from 911 operators. Earthquakes were not a part of life in the Dallas-Fort Worth area until very recently. Now they are. There have been over 50 of them since 2008. Libby Willis is with the Fort Worth League of Neighborhood Associations. The way she describes it, people there are getting a crash course in seismic activity.
You know, it always starts kind of as a curiosity, and then as it continues, it becomes maybe kind of a nuisance, and then it progresses into, well, do we have an issue here, and what are we going to do to deal with it?
Willis serves on the gas drilling committee for her neighborhood group. And just what do these quakes have to do with oil and gas? Well, just about everything. Cliff Froelich is a research scientist at the Institute for Geophysics at UT Austin.
In 2008, when the earthquakes happened, the news people called, and they said, you know, Froelich, you're an expert on Texas earthquakes. Could these have anything to do with oil and gas? And I said, no, they would not have anything to do with oil and gas because there is no oil and gas activity in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And this is probably the most misinformed statement I've ever made publicly.
Froelich says back then he wasn't aware of the gas exploration boom that had rolled into North Texas.
And of course, all this stuff had happened, and you know, a seismologist like me didn't know about it.
If he had known, he says, his answer would have been much different. See, here's how the relationship between drilling and quakes works. Liquid used for oil and gas drilling, and especially water-intensive fracking, needs to be stored somewhere after it's used. So companies drill disposal wells, and they inject that liquid byproduct back into the ground. Now, some of those disposal wells are shaking up North Texas.
Scientists in my community know that injection can sometimes cause earthquakes.
So the link between injection wells and earthquakes is unquestioned in most quarters, except perhaps at the state agency that regulates injection wells in Texas, the Texas Railroad Commission. In a recent public forum hosted by the Texas Tribune, Railroad Commission Chair Barry Smitherman said he was aware of what he called allegations of a link.
And I know there are a number of studies being done. I think the University of Texas is doing one. And I'm anxious to see the results of that.
That wait-and-see approach is very close to the public position the commission has taken previously. In an email to State Impact Texas, commission spokesperson Ramona Nye wrote that staff welcomes more data about what she calls, quote, theories that hypothesize, end quote, a causation between seismic events and injection wells. The commission did not make any staff members available for interview. To figure out how seriously the commission was taking man-made earthquakes, State Impact Texas filed open records requests for commission emails relating to the subject. The 111 pages of emails we received show that commission staff members agree with what scientists and oilmen have known for decades. Disposal wells cause earthquakes. They even show staff members in communication with EPA researchers over certain quakes. But then they go quiet. The last email about earthquakes was dated August 6, 2012. There were no emails about the quakes that hit the Dallas area in late September, nor about quakes that hit North Texas in October, November, or December. The Railroad Commission is starting the process of writing new rules about disposal wells, but it says those rules will not address seismic activity.
I don't think they have led in this area. I think there is probably an unwillingness to acknowledge this.
That's Libby Willis with the Fort Worth League of Neighborhood Associations again.
You know, earthquakes catch the public's attention, and there's always a desire to not acknowledge the things that may not be so attractive about disposal wells or anything associated with the fracking and the drilling, and they want a kind of plausible deniability.
Other places have created regulations for earthquake risk. In Texas, the Fort Worth City Council has banned new disposal wells in its city limits, something Libby Willis supported. Last year, regulators in Ohio instituted laws limiting the depth wells could be drilled and mandating that drillers do geological tests and monitor the liquid volume and pressure in disposal wells. The year before that, the state of Arkansas declared a moratorium on wells due to earthquakes. Researcher Cliff Froelich says he doesn't agree with some of those actions, but he says there are things drillers could do.
For example, if a well is causing earthquakes, you could take the fluids to a different well. if the fluids are causing earthquakes, you could treat them the way you do sewage in some other way and put it back in the creek.
In parts of Texas experiencing quakes for the very first time, there's a worry regulators will wait too long to get a handle on the shaking underground. So far, most quakes in Texas have been relatively small, but quakes that were likely man-made have been larger in other parts of the world. And as seismologist Cliff Froelich points out, even a medium-sized quake would be a financial disaster if it struck in the heart of Dallas-Fort Worth. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchelle.